Yeah, a Richard Schindel song, he wrote that. And actually, while I was singing it, I was thinking about how one time after I sang it, this woman came up to me and she said, "Oh, I really love that Richard Schindel song, and I like the way that you left his name in it." And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "You know, like you're covering his song, but like his name's in it, but you didn't take it out, you just left it in." And I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And it turns out that she thought the part where I was saying, "I am wretched, I am tired," she thought I was saying, "I am Richard, I am tired," which totally could also work. But that woman, you know, I met her that one time, and she said that to me, and she doesn't realize how often I think of her. She is with me always. Whoever you are, I think of you often. Does anybody have any questions or comments so far? Oh, thank you. Anything else? What's the... Oh, there's just so much happening. One person said, "What's the baby's name?" And the baby's name is Hazel. And what were the other... What did you say? Okay, Speedy Romeo, or what's the other one you said? Oh my God, that person might live in my neighborhood. Do you live in my neighborhood? Well, this person is asking me about two restaurants in my neighborhood. I like them both, but then I was at a party where somebody told me that Speedy Romeo had a C health code rating, which, and then the person told me it corresponds to like actual like rodents being seen. So then I sort of had to, yeah, exactly. totally. Sorry, Speedy Romeo, it has really good food. Anything else? I mean, here's the thing, you guys, I spend a lot of time with that dog and that baby. The dog doesn't say anything at all, and the baby says only a couple of things. So, I mean, I'd love to talk to you if you have anything to say. What's the dog's name? The dog's name is Maybe. Do you guys have a dog? Yeah. Maybe is like one of the most loved and adored and like doted upon dogs. She comes on the road with me a lot. And yet, she has her own like suitcase of treats and stuff. I'm not sure what more she could want, but she's still always, I don't know if you have this problem with your dog, but she's still always looking at me with that like sad Sarah McLachlan commercial dog face. It stresses me out so much. I'm like, why are you so sad all the time? What more can I do for you? See, this is why I need to talk to you, because I'm going, all kinds of things in my head are going poorly. Anything else? My favorite part about Florida, well, I'm gonna say that you guys are my favorite part. But also, when I got off the plane 2 days ago, I was all like New York with like, I had like, not New York like in some kind of cool way, in like a like, I can't be in the sun, like sweatshirt, like real shoes where my feet were in the shoe and stuff. And like, I wasn't prepared for the shift in consciousness. And then the very first thing that happened was, as I was trying to get into an Uber with my guitar and all my like heavy clothing, I almost stepped on a lizard. I'm like a very low wildlife exposure person, so I'm still recovering from that, but I at first I was worried, but now, you know, now I think I'm kind of into it. So I also appreciate that. I saw another one today, and I didn't even make an outside of my body sound when I saw it. So I'm really getting used to things here. I don't think, I could do without that, I think. I was walking alone today and I was thinking to myself, like, I don't want to see anything extra right now. I was walking under this tree that was kind of interesting and droopy looking, and I was like, I don't know. I should cross the street. I grew up in Manhattan. I'm a broken person. What can I say? Anything else now that we're really getting to know each other? Do I read banned books? I have read some of these books. One of my favorite ones on it, not that you're asking, but I'm going to tell you, is the book In the Dream House. Did you read that? You should. It's so good. Yeah, if you like things that are devastating and dark and... All right, well, I guess I'll sing a song and then you could just think for a minute about what else we could talk about.